Good morning, everyone. Making a very, very sharp turn from what a non-Jew is allowed and not allowed to do for you on Shabbos to what we've been speaking about, I want to first and foremost make a correction from last week when I mentioned the point of view of the Gra in the name of the Ra'ah that says that it's better to daven b'yichidus, daven alone, kriyat shema with its brachot, and then shmoneh esrei on time, rather than say Shema before davening at the proper Zman and then daven, I mentioned Ra'ah with an Ayin. It's actually Ra'ah with a Hey at the end. Resh Aleph Hey. Rosh Hei Tevot. Okay? Ra'ah, Talmud of the Ramban, and I thank Rav Shai Shechter for correcting me, and I call anyone that's listening, whoever would like to correct me, please do. I always enjoy being corrected. I do not want to ever say anything wrong, and if I do, I enjoy being corrected because no one is perfect, and believe me, I'm not. That's correction number one. Going to the shiur tonight, we're going to talk about the other side of the coin. We spoke last week about Shema in the morning. Now we're going to speak about the night. What does the word smichat ge'ula l'tfila mean to you? That's a term in the Gemara. It's a term in Shulchan Aruch. What does it mean? Define it.
When different prayers continue one after the other.
Very nice. That's smicha. Smicha means to annex. Yes. Next to each other. Right? Position them one next to each other. So what do we do practically?
We talk about Geula and then go to Shema.
We don't just talk about Geula. We talk about Geula, you're correct. And then we end with the words Baruch Atah Hashem. Gaal Yisrael, and immediately we go into Shmoneh Esrei. So Smichat Geula Gaal Yisrael Litfila to the Amida. Okay, we annex, we put together Gaal Yisrael with the Amida. Very good. When do we do that? We have three prayers a day. When do we do that?
In the morning,
we say Baruch Atah Hashem Gaal Yisrael, and right away we say Hashem Svatai Tiftach Ufi Agiti Latecha, going into the 19 blessings of the Amida, or the 7 blessings on Shabbos, or the 9 blessings on the Musaf of Yom Kippur. Very good. When else?
At night.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
pretty good. At night. What's the problem? What's the difference between Shachris and Ma'ariv in this particular context? We say admire Baruch Atah Hashem Ga'al Yisrael, and then we go into Shmoneh Esrei?
No.
What do we do?
Hashkiveinu.
In Chutz La'aretz, some people add even an additional bracha to Hashkiveinu. And then we say a half Kaddish. And then, and only then, do we say the Amida. Why? What's the difference? So, it turns out that this year is called How Does It Work? In the morning, Smichat Geula L'Tfila is a halacha. It's the law, and therefore there's nothing in between Ga'al Yisrael and the beginning of the Amida. It is absolutely incorrect at that moment to stop for anything. You're supposed to say Ga'al Yisrael and go right into the Amida. It's very questionable, therefore, in my eyes, to do this. When do you usually do this? Rosh Chodesh. I think it's absolutely incorrect. You're supposed to annex Ga'al Yisrael to the Amida. You don't do that. It could be a sign-up, it could be something else, but quite frankly, making any sort of a hefsek, any sort of an interruption between Ga'al Yisrael and the beginning of the Amida is incorrect in the morning. What about at night?
Some don't even say Ga'al Yisrael, they say Ga'al.
God forbid, no. When people say Ga'al Yisrael quietly, It's because of a different machlokas we won't get into today. There's a problem with Ga'al Yisrael. It's a catch-22. On the one hand, you want to annex it to the Amida, and on the other hand, if the Chazan says Ga'al Yisrael, as he should, because he said Yotzer Ameo wrote, we all answered Amen. He said Abucher Amo Yisrael Be'ahava. Either you said it with him or you answered Amen. You're supposed to say Amen. Is Amen a hefsek or not? Questionable. So therefore, what is the trick we have? We say it quietly. But absolutely, everyone has to say the bracha. No one in the right mind would say, no, they'll just say Baruch Atah Hashem and leave it out there.
No, the Chazan is
the Chazan, But at Ma'ariv, on the other hand, we don't exactly annex it. We almost annex it, but there's either one or two brachas in between it, and a kaddish, a half kaddish. Why? The reason is halachically as follows. In the morning it's a halacha, and therefore there's nothing in between. At night, there's two gemaras, beautiful gemaras and brachos, that says, La'olam yismoch adam ge'ula v'tefila. It's a great idea to annex the redemption of the Jewish people to the beginning of the Amida. It is a beautiful idea. We're going to come before God and say, God, I need you for A and B and C and D. First establish what God did to us, and that God is capable of helping you, because he did redeem us from Egypt way back when. And whoever heard of slaves going free? And then, and only then, you go and you request from God, since I know you can do it, hey, I got a few things I need to ask of you. But the Gemara says, La'olam, always. What does that mean? So in Hebrew, you'd say, La'olam, you have to. In Gemara Hebrew, it means you should. It's a nice idea. But if you happen to have some sort of another reason, all right. Why the difference? If it's a good idea, one is in a halacha. It's a halacha in the morning. How come it's not a halacha at night?
Does the evening prayer have a different status from the morning?
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. Why?
I'd like to hear your answer.
I like your answer better.
We don't repeat it.
Shacharis and Mincha are definitely a din. They're halacha. What's Ma'ariv?
It used to be somewhat optional.
Right. The Gemara says explicitly it's reshut. They're all rabbinic. Perhaps. Maybe once a day, every day, you have to daven. Okay? But by the time you get to Ma'ariv, if you daven Shacharis and Mincha, no one will say Ma'ariv is anything biblical. There is something biblical within Ma'ariv, that's Kriyat Shema. We'll get to that in a moment. But Ma'ariv in and of itself is either rabbinic, but it's rabbinic minus. Why is it rabbinic minus?
There's less limitation on the time for Ma'ariv.
Very good. It's less limitation.
Either to midnight or maybe even after.
Well, that's, we have also Shacharis, we have different times. We have
a
cut-off times at Shacharis too. There's a different reason.
No, I'm saying Shacharit. Okay, is the one that's cut off. Ma'ariv
is also cut off by Alot HaShachar. You can't daven Ma'ariv. It's pitch black outside, but you can't daven Ma'ariv anymore. Maybe you can't till Netzach Hamah. It's a very questionable one.
Do we say by convention we sort of took it upon ourselves?
Ah, very good. Ma'ariv is called the Rishus. Because it's called a reshus, how can you obligate someone to do something at Ma'ariv? It's a reshus, the whole thing is a reshus. Whatever the word reshus means, means it's optional, it's mandatory except when there's other circumstances, like Tosfos said, or it's really a reshut and we obligate ourselves every night, like the Rambam seems to say. Whatever it is, I would say, what's the difference? Shacharis is a din. Shacharis is a halacha, it's a must. So the sages came along and said, this is the protocol for Shacharis. Ma'ariv is a must minus, at best, perhaps even optional. And therefore, they couldn't go ahead and obligate you to do something at Ma'ariv. They suggested, they offered, they said it's a good idea, but they couldn't obligate you. Is there any nafkamina? So we do, in essence, say like this. Shacharis, you have to annex. Ma'ariv, you should annex. But we've already taken away from it. So what happened? Because we've taken away from it with Hashgiveinu, the sages came along and said, but you're supposed to smoch geula l'tefillah optimally, so how come there's a Hashgiveinu, Baruch Ata Hashem, Shomer Amo Yisrael La'ad during the week, or HaPoreth Tukat Shalom Aleinu V'al Kol Amo Yisrael V'al Yerushalayim on Shabbos? So they explained, actually it's not a hefsek. Why? It's either a geula arichta, or it's a tefillah arichta. Beautiful. Either it's a extended Gaal Yisrael. What's Gaal Yisrael? God redeemed the Jewish people. So what do we end with? God redeemed the Jewish people. Now God's going to watch over the Jewish people. Shomer Amo Yisrael Ad. It's the same topic. So we've extended the Geula at night. At night we need more protection, so we extended the Geula at night. Or others say, no, it's actually a Tefillah Richter. It's the beginning of davening. We want to be under God's protective wing, and therefore it's the beginning of davening already. It's as if we've already annexed the davening at night. But those explanations, if as you see them, are a little flawed, right? Because quite frankly, in the morning we don't use those explanations. Gaal Yisrael, davening. You can put all the piyutim you want before, but when you say Gaal Yisrael, you're into the Amidah. At night, somehow we explain away the Ashkivenu. Then in Chutz La'aretz, many people say, Baruch Hashem, B'lo Meim Amen. Well, we need extra protection in Chutz La'aretz. We have all these explanations, but they seem a little flawed. If you're supposed to annex, annex. If you're not supposed to annex, fine. But because at night it's not mandatory, it's a good idea, you can get away with these explanations. Perhaps this is the reason why on Shabbos, many shuls, not all, add in what? Veshamru v'nei Yisrael et haShabbos after haparet sukkat shalom aleinu. And once again, people say, how do you do it? So some said hefsek, both the Gra and the Balatanya, the head of the Lubavitch, the founder of the Lubavitcher movement, and the one that couldn't stand him, both agreed on this issue, namely that you do not say veshamru, but many do, and they explain, what's veshamru? The words. God protects. Shomer Mo Yisrael Ad, Vishamru. It's again a Geula Arichta. Because we have kept Shabbos, God kept us alive. Or opposite. It's the beginning of the Amidah, so to speak. It's a Hagdamah to the Amidah. It's part of the Amidah process. But again, all those explanations seem a little flawed. If you're supposed to annex, annex. The reason why those explanations somehow get off the floor is because at night, it's optional. It's a good idea. But during the day, it's mandatory at Shachris. That's the difference. Yeah.
When we say Gal Yisrael, is it past tense, God redeemed us? Or God is redeeming us? Or God will redeem us? What is the actual grammar?
That's a long story. I would just say very quickly, it means both. It does seem to say Ga'al Yisrael, God redeemed us in the past. And that's what we're talking about, Yetzias Mitzrayim and whatnot.
Yeah.
But we're saying God is redeeming us in many different ways. Now, you can poke holes in what I just said, because during the Amidah itself, we do have a bracha that says, Re'eina va'onyenu ve'riva reveinu, Baruch Ata Hashem. Goel or Ga'al?
Goel.
Goel Yisrael, very good. So you can poke holes in what I just said. Shem, there's any nafkaminas for what I just said? At night, you're supposed to annex, but it's not so mandatory during the day. It's mandatory to annex Ga'al Yisrael. Again, I'm not going to get into that today. Rishus can either mean that it's totally optional to daven Ma'ariv. That's the extreme. Tosfos says, no, it's mandatory unless there's circumstances that prevent you from doing it, such as ha'osek b'mitzvah patur min ha'mitzvah. If you're in the middle of a mitzvah, you don't have to stop to daven. And the Rambam seems to say that it's a rishus, and every night we offer what's called a tefillat nedava. Again, it seems from the Rambam. What's a tefillat nedava? An optional davening, and we've accepted upon ourselves to offer it every night. We won't get into why it's a rishus. Maybe some other time we'll talk about that.
And if you were to plan a very important meeting,
yeah,
it's going to go on a long time.
Right.
You might as well think it at a time.
Again, that's a shear into itself, but in general, there's what to talk about at Ma'ariv, not at Shachris.
Right.
So is there any nafkamina in what I just said? At night, it's a sort of a good idea, nice idea, great idea, but not mandatory. During the day, it's mandatory. Is there any nafkamina? We already spoke about the Hashkivenu and all that, but they explain it away. It's part of the Ga'al Yisrael, or it's part of the Amidah, whatever it might be.
No.
Is there a nafkamina for us?
Yes.
What?
Because this is a good idea. Co-joining other brachot to the Shmoneh Esrei, if it's a required appendage to the Shmoneh Esrei, so one that's optional and one that's.
So, is there any? I just said that. So, what's the nafkamina? What's the ramification for Bruce tonight?
Well, if you
the Siddur already has Hashkivein, so that's
right.
Taken care of. We found a way to explain it. Fine. What's the nafkamina for us?
Someone walks through and wants to know where you're up to davening.
Oh, you're getting close. You're getting close.
You can make an interruption. Some hefsek now at Ma'ariv time when you can't have chakra at all.
Okay, so first of all, can you induce a hefsek? Okay, that's an interesting nafkamina. Obviously, you shouldn't. But if you have to, there's a reason. Let's say Yalaviyavo. Everyone say Yalaviyavo. Yeah. If there's a good reason at Ma'ariv, I could see it. Chakra's not, even though you should say smichat gula tefila, but should is different than have to. Very good. Second nafkamina. Very simple nafkamina. If you come late. What happens in the morning if you come late to shul? Can you just, and the people are at Ga'al Yisrael, can you just say the Amidah with them?
No.
Why? You have to say Ga'al Yisrael first. So you have to start from your the first bracha before Kriyat Shema, into the second bracha after the first bracha, into the Shema, the bracha after Shema, starting with the words V'yatze V'nachon, all the way to Gaal Yisrael. Hopefully you'll catch up. Or you may not catch up. What about at Ma'ariv? You come into shul, you came late for Ma'ariv, you know the situation, you're coming into shul to speak to God, but there's something more important. Your phone rings. A human being has to speak to you. And of course, a human being overrides God. We learned that from Avraham Avinu. I just heard last week someone tell me this. I came into shul late because I got a phone call. Avraham Avinu showed. He was standing at the tent talking to God. Then a few guests came. He said, God, get out of the way. I got a few human beings coming. So I learned it from Avraham Avinu. Okay, I'm not going to comment on that particular thought. But let's assume that happens. And you get a phone call, and you're taking care of the phone call, and you came into shul, and they're already holding by the bracha before the Amidah. They're at Hashtiveinu. What do you do? So he said, at Shachris, you got no choice. You got to start from the brachos before Shema. Shema, the bracha after, you're probably going to miss Shmon Esrei with a minyan. What do you do at Ma'ariv?
Well, why not do
the... What do you do at Ma'ariv? What do you do at Ma'ariv? I love the way you go off topic. What do you do at Ma'ariv?
Well, you could join them.
But very good. Because Ge'ula L'Tfila at Ma'ariv is not mandatory. The halacha is, as codified in the Shulchan Aruch, if you come into shul late, better to say the Amidah with the congregation, straight into the Amidah, hear the Chatzi Kaddish, go into the Amidah, and then, after they finish Kaddish Tiska Ber Aleinu, you say your Birkos Kriyat Shema with Kriyat Shema. You don't have to lismoch gula l'tfila at night. So that's a very practical ramification. Many people come into shul late. Maybe you don't know them, but they do. Now, what do you do in the morning? You're pretty stuck. You're pretty stuck. At night, you're not stuck. If you come into shul late, then you stay the Amida with the Tzibor, and then you make up the Birkos Kriyat Shema afterwards, because smichas ke'ula l'tfila is only optional at night. It's a good idea at night, but it's not mandatory like in the morning. So that's a very strong nafkamina. So the first nafkamina Bruce said was, can you make an announcement before Shmon Esrei at night, if necessary, like a Yalevi Yavo, in the morning not. The second nafkamina is if you come into shul late. Now let's add another nafkamina. I mentioned Rav Shai Schechter earlier, who corrected me correctly. He mentioned to me, I asked him, what does his father, Rav Herschel Schechter, do when he's in a shul? And you probably have seen the shuls, where they do what's called Mincha Ma'ariv. Have you ever seen those shuls? Yeah. Mincha, right after Mincha is Ma'ariv time. Yeah. Now, it's not exactly Ma'ariv time. When they do Mincha Ma'ariv, what usually happens, again, the Yeki community taken out of the picture, they do something different. But most shuls, they daven Mincha, and they're very makbid to finish Mincha before Shkia, sunset. So you finish Mincha before sunset. Let's say today sunset's at 4:40. Mincha finishes at 4:39. They say Kaddish Yatom, and then the Gabbai says, we're so happy you're here. Thank you for coming to Davin for us. Shachris tomorrow morning is at X. Please make every effort to join. It's winter. People don't come. People are going down to Florida. People are sleeping late. People are fighting with their wives. Whatever they're doing, they're not coming. And please make every effort to come. He probably wasted about a minute. And then, V'hurachim chaber avon v'lo yashchis. You look outside, you say, you know, it's still light. It's getting dark. So there is, of course, a heter, a proper heter, to daven Ma'ariv after Shkia, because it is ben hashmashot, twilight, which once around this table we defined as not suffic day, suffic night, but rather it's both. Okay, so you daven Ma'ariv. What do you do yourself when you know it's not Kriyat Shema time yet? Kriyat Shema is d'oraisa. When are you supposed to say Kriyat Shema? B'shoch b'cha uvekumecha. When it gets dark and when it's light. It's not dark yet. So what do you do? So during the morning, we spoke about last week what you do, right? The dilemma of the Yadavin b'yichidus or the Yadavin with the Tzibur say Shema first. What do you do at night? They're already saying Kriyat Shema. It's too early. You can repeat Kriyat Shema later. Just daven with them and repeat Kriyat Shema later. Or, since Smichat Ge'ula L'Tfila is not mandatory at night, Rav Herschel Schechter, when he goes to such a community, does not say the Birkos Kriyat Shema and the Shema, because he feels that Chazal instituted to have the brachot before and the brachot after. What does he do? He stays in shul. waits for the Shmone Esrei, daven Shmone Esrei with the minyan, and then waits till it's dark, and he says, Birkos Kriyat Shema and Shema. In Israel, I have to admit, if you're at such a Mincha Ma'ariv minyan, many a times, by the time they finish Shmone Esrei, it's already Ma'ariv time mamash, it's already dark. So you can literally, because in Israel the minhag is to say Baruch Hu at the end of davening, for those that come late, you could say Baruch Hu right away, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Asher B'Dvaro Ma'ariv Aravim. You can go into that. No, I don't think that's why it said. It said for people that missed it. It's a Mefurash Mishnah that you can say Baruch Hu for people that missed it.
I haven't seen that in America. I've only seen that in Israel.
Yeah, I know.
Why is that not in America?
You have to ask Americans.
People don't miss
I don't know. But the bottom line is, that particular idea is only possible at Ma'ariv. Chachris, as I said, Smichas Geula L'Tfila is a package. At Ma'ariv, we're just switching it around. If you think it's too early, then you could just not daven the Birkos Kriyat Shema and the Shema. And then later, when it's time, you say it. But you have to daven with the minyan, so daven with the minyan. What do you daven with the minyan? Shmona Esrei. What don't you say with the minyan? The Shema and the Birkos Kriyat Shema. That you'll say at its proper time. Others will say, do the same trick you do at Chachris. Do Kriyat Shema and Shema with the minyan, and then later repeat Shema. But Rav Hirsch HaShechta felt both at Shachris and at Ma'ariv, Chazal instituted a package deal over here, a sandwich. So therefore, at Ma'ariv, you can hear it. You can hear it. Because you don't have to somech gula the tefillah, you can daven Shmoneh Esrei, and then later say the Kriyat Shema. So we said three nafkaminas between Ma'ariv and Shachris. Ma'ariv, smichas gula the tefillah is only optional. Shachris, it's mandatory. Number one, can you make an announcement before the Amida? Like Yal Levi Yava, we say Shachris, no Ma'ariv, yes. Secondly, what do you do when you come late? Shachris, you're stuck. You got to say the whole, the brachos, and Kriyat Shema, and then Somech Geula the Tefillah. Ma'ariv, you don't have to do that. You could say the Amida and make up the Shema and the brachos afterwards. And number three, if they daven Ma'ariv too early for your cup of tea, then perhaps you can daven Shmoneh Esrei, and then make up the brachos later. Yes?
If this shul had a big rav, when he does that, is he removing himself from the tzibur?
No.
So making his own,
I don't think he's removing himself from the tzibur at all. He sits in shul with everyone. He doesn't make it. I'm making it known. But I'm saying he doesn't make it known to people. I am not davening with you guys. There are people like that. God forbid. He sits in shul quietly. And then when the time comes, he stands up for Shmoneh Esrei. Because I believe, again, I didn't ask him, but I believe that his thinking would be as follows. Shmoneh Esrei is a din de Rabbanan, and therefore you can make hill on Ben HaShmashos. Ben HaShmashos is Safek Yom, Safek Laila, Safek de Rabbanan, Lekula. On the other hand, Kriyat Shema is Doraita, Safek Doraita, Lechumra. And the sages instituted to have brachos before and after, so it's one package deal.
Mm-hmm.
So on Shmoneh Esrei, he's Mekel, plus he gets dominion. And on the brachos and Kriyat Shema, he's not. But he doesn't stand up and make a becha. He doesn't stay up and say, I think you guys are davening too early. You should all wait here an hour until Ma'ariv. God forbid he doesn't do that. Whoever knows Rav Hirsch HaShechter, God forbid he doesn't act that way. Never will. Now, one more nafkamina. We mentioned three. I just want to end with one more. During Shachris, on Shabbos, on Yontif, did we ever add psukim like Vishamru, Vayedaber, Kivayoma Zeyechaper, Tiku B'chodesh Shofar before Shmoneh Esrei? Of course not. Smichas Geula Tefillah is a din, Ma'ariv, because it's optional or good idea only. You have it. Most sitters, Vishamru, Vayedaber. If you have a Shabbos and a Yontif, then it's Vishamru Pros Vayedaber. Ki Bayom Azeh Yechaper Aleichem on Yom Kippur. Tiku B'chodesh Shofar on. Take a wild guess. Tiku b'chodesh shofar, Rosh Hashanah. Very good. See, the shofar gives it away. So, do you say it or not? Many sitters say it because they say, hey, it's a good idea, but we have other good ideas. We want to mention Shabbos. We want to mention Yontif. We want to mention Rosh Hashanah. We want to mention Yom Kippur. Others would say, listen, how can we say this nicely? Ala rishonim anu mitzta'arim. The sages already added hashkiveinu. That already took away from Smichas Geula L'Tefillah. Then some people later added another bracha, Baruch Hashem L'Olam Amen V'Amen. We have to go out of our way, acrobatics, get up early in the morning, take two cups of coffee with sugar, not sweetener, to explain how did we get away with that. What, you want to add more to it? Want to add more fuel to the fire? Stay away. Don't add more than the sages added. So when you go to a typical shul at night of Shabbos or Yom Tov, you may see the following. You'll see certain people saying Vishamru. Most people do, as a matter of fact. That's the common minhag. And you'll see certain people, even a chazan, who's quiet. Everyone's singing Vishamru or saying Vishamru. And then he says, Yiskadal, Yiskadash. And you know he's not saying it, because he's more machmir on the smichas gula l'tfila issue, which I said is a good idea. So he said, it's such a good idea, I'm not going to add anything beyond what the chazal added. And others would say, yeah, it's a good idea, but since chazal already tarnished away, we can tarnish away a little more. So Rafi's going to add a fifth nafkamina for us, and the nafkamina is the chatzi kaddish. Why isn't there a chatzi kaddish at shachris? Because smichas gula l'tfila is obligatory. At Mayriv, it's not obligatory. So perhaps for some reason you need a Chatzi Kaddish before a Tzibur davens together as a unit. Right? So we have it at Mincha. We have it at Musaf. Chatzi Kaddish right before Shmoneh Esrei. We have it at Ma'ariv. We have it at Ne'ilah. The only place we don't have it is Shachris. Why? Shachris, we have the Chatzi Kaddish before, after Yishtabach. We pushed it all the way back. Why? Because Smichas Geula L'Tfila is mandatory. So you can't put anything there. So whatever the reason for Chatzi Kaddish is, you cannot, I repeat, cannot put it between Gaal Yisrael and the Shmoneh Esrei at Shachris. But at Ma'ariv, since it's only a good idea / optional, you can have a Chatzi Kaddish just like you have, very consistently, at Mincha, at Musaf, and at Ne'ilah. Beautiful nafkamina, and very, very nice. Thank you, Rafi, for adding that in to the puzzle. So, gentlemen, to sum up, we said five nafkaminas today between the Smichas Gula L'Tfila at Ma'ariv and at Shachris. Number one, can you make an announcement right before Shmoneh Esrei? Don't forget Yaleh V'Yavo. Ma'ariv, yes. Shachris, no. Two, what happens when you come late? Three, if the Tzibur is davening Kriyat Shema too early, is it early Ma'ariv? Do you say it with them or do you wait till later? Because since Smichas Gula L'Tfila is not a din, maybe you can wait till later. Daven Shmoneh Esrei with the Tzibur, then later on, say the Kriyat Shema Basman. Number four is the Vishamu Vayidaber Ki Bayom Hazeh and Tiku that we had. And Rafi's fifth Nafkamina, the Chatzi Kaddish that we say before every Shmoneh Esrei, when we daven with a minyan, except for Shachris. Because Shachris, it's mandatory to have Smichas Gula L'Tfila. Ma'ariv, good idea. Good idea is good idea, but good idea doesn't override the necessity for the Chatzi Kaddish before davening Shmoneh Esrei.